Golf's oldest championship, the British Open, is underway this morning at Royal St. George's Golf Club in southern England. Both the defending champion, Ernie Els, and the man always favored to win major titles, Tiger Woods, are coming off impressive warm-up victories. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
There was speculation that Tiger Woods was in a slump after he didn't contend in the U.S. Open last month. Is he still in a slump?
Well, slump is a relative word. When Tiger is in a slump, that's a career year for most guys. He won the Western Open 2 weeks ago, which was his fourth win of the year. Very rarely does a player win twice in a year. But Tiger has not won a major championship since last year's U.S. Open. That's four in a row. So in terms of majors, that is a slump for him, and that's why he will come into this event very much wanting to win after last year's disappointment when he shot the 81 in the third round and shot himself out of contention at Muirfield. So this is a big event for Tiger. If he wins, the slump talk goes away. If he doesn't win, then it continues.
And Ernie Els has had a strange year. How do you like his chances to defend his title?
Well, he always seems to play well in the British Open. I mean, he's got a third, a second, and a first the last 3 years. That's pretty good. And he's coming off a win last week in the Scottish Open. He likes playing links golf courses. He's comfortable over there. He played the European Tour. But he has had a strange year. He started out, he won the first two tournaments of the year in Hawaii. People were saying, oh, it's Ernie's year to challenge Tiger. And then he went and played a couple overseas events he shouldn't have played. He got hurt in a fluke accident in his home with his wrist and really played very poorly until last week. So the question is, which Ernie Els shows up? The red-hot Ernie Els of the early year and last week, or the very ordinary Ernie Els of the middle of the year, specifically the Masters and U.S. Open?
You like the British Open.
Love the British Open. It's like no other event in golf. This is where the game began. This is where championship golf began in 1860 when they played the first British Open. I think you covered old Tom Morris, didn't you? And the fans over there in golf are like baseball fans over here because they grow up with the game. They understand the game. They're not just out there on a corporate outing. This is their World Series every year when the Open Championship, as they call it, comes to town. And the atmosphere there is like no other event in golf, and the players feel it, and if you're out there and you don't feel it, then you're really missing something.
And they usually play this thing on a course that looks like a plowed field or something.
Yeah, absolutely right. I remember the first time I drove into Royal St. George's in 1985, the first year I covered the British Open, I was with my friend Tony Kornheiser, and we went by the golf course, and I said, that's the golf course over there. And he said, where? All I see is a field. I said, that's the golf course. They don't look like golf courses look like over here. But the links courses, which are linked to water, that's why they call them links courses, are different than what we play over here. There are no trees. The weather is always a factor. And you can have a day where you hit on the same hole, you can hit a 9-iron 150 yards, and then the next day you'll hit a 3-iron 150 yards.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.